State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a wave.
Surfing!
Give me a city tour.
The trolley!
Give me animals.
The zoo!
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park!
Give me a woo!
Roller coaster!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, mate.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you Big Facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, BigFactsPod.com.
Y'all know what's going on. It's time for that Big Facts Friday. DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade, Big Homie Kodak. Shouts to Sha Jones, and you know what I'm saying? She doing what she do out in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Getting to it, but she's family, of course. We here is Big Facts Friday. What's up? What's up, everybody?
What's up?
What's on everybody?
What's up, Big Daddies?
Feisty over there. Okay.
Yes. Everybody, what are we doing, Scream?
Everybody feeling good. Everybody in good spirits. Everybody focused. You know what I'm saying? Everybody 2020. Everybody Jordan year going good.
Oh, yeah,
tired,
man.
Tired of hearing about the Jordan year.
Sensational.
Is everybody really having a Jordan year?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm cool.
Jumping I'm having one of them right. North Carolina Jordan years.
Didn't he lose in North Carolina?
Nah, man.
Oh, okay. No. My bad.
Nah, that was his best. That was his best time.
In North Carolina over Chicago?
Yeah, because he was raw.
He won 23 then.
What was he?
Shit, man, you know what it is. I mean, you know what the hell I meant, man.
Let's get to these words, man. Let's get to these words. If people want to hear about these words, what are we talking about today?
Okay, the first word that we are using today. It's called esoteric. And
it's eso. Esoteric.
I thought it was esoteric. I thought that's what the thing just said.
It might be iso. I don't know. Is it iso or eso?
Esoteric.
Okay, we get it, big dog. Okay, so the word of the day is esoteric. And the meaning or the definition, the textbook definition of esoteric is only understood by a select few.
So it's like an esoteric person, or can it be an esoteric?
I'm assuming that esoteric is an adjective describing a noun. So it can be the state of understanding of a person, place, or thing.
So somebody can be esoteric, or yeah, right. You say something could be esoteric.
Yeah.
Right.
So what's some things that we feel that are esoteric?
That only a few people understand?
The Illuminati.
Yeah. Or secret societies in general. I think some people can be esoteric.
For sure.
Name like Michael Jackson definitely was probably esoteric. Like older Mike was definitely esoteric.
Older when he was older or when he was younger?
No, when Michael Jackson both got really, older.
Both really, because when he was younger, you know what I'm saying, he still like had a lot going on. When he was younger, that lot going on that he had was just magnified. So a lot of people thought that he was weird when he was younger, but as he got older, they felt the general consensus was that he was even weirder as he grew up.
You don't think like for Michael Jackson and Prince and stuff like that, like they was just private. So does private mean esoteric? I feel like Kanye West is esoteric.
How were they private?
They were just private. Like Prince just got private and stopped being out. Like Sade, you know what I'm saying? Like the people just get private and duck off and be like, I don't want to deal with all these folks. But they ain't, I don't feel like that's hard to understand. I feel like they were just private. I feel like, not to keep talking about this guy all the time, I feel like Kanye West is hard to understand. You see what I'm saying?
I think Michael Jackson was hard to understand too.
Yeah, some of the shit Michael Jackson was doing was esoteric, though.
Like what? Oh, talking about like the skin stuff?
Yeah.
Growing that man with monkeys and shit. And, you know what I'm saying? And the amusement park. Like,
yeah, like when he dangled that baby off the lid.
I don't think that shit was esoteric. I think that nigga was just rich and they have shit else to do with his money.
It's hard to understand that shit, man. It's hard to
understand that you mind.
Hell yeah, to the average broke nigga.
To Michael Jackson, everybody was a broke nigga.
Yeah.
So rich people are esoteric?
They can be.
To people being
rich can make you esoteric.
And then, yeah, like,
to people that don't have access to those types of funds.
To rich people, broke people probably esoteric.
You know what? You remember, like, remind me of that shit.
Right.
Now you said broke people are esoterics because they
when Janet Jackson said she ain't know what Cheetos were.
That's just
man, that bitch was cap.
Oh no, she might not.
I mean to call her the B word and no shit like that, but I'm just saying, like, come on, like let's be serious.
Big facts now.
I love Janet. Don't get me fucked up, but let's bring it down a notch. Let's be for real.
Her saying she don't know nothing about Cheetos is like somebody who ain't ate hadn't had a caviar yet or something. I don't know. Like
saying that she doesn't know anything about Cheetos is equivalent to someone saying
she said hot that, Cheetos. She didn't say Cheetos. She said hot Cheetos. It's a difference.
She probably don't know what Cheetos are either.
I'm just saying
she been rich for too long.
So what is that equivalent to? A broke nigga saying that I've only had regular truffles and
never,
I haven't had white
they
truffles.
They never had caviar.
I ain't never had caviar.
Me either.
That shit nasty as hell. Y'all ain't missing nothing.
It looked nasty. Eggs. It looked like some bullshit.
It's fish eggs.
I can find my own fish eggs.
I take it. We take it. You've had it on several occasions, Jade.
I've had it twice, and I had to get a second opinion. That shit was terrible. It's an acquired taste. It's not something that, like,
nah, that's some shit they told y'all was expensive. You know, I'm about to try this shit. This some bullshit.
Jade, yeah, caviar bank.
Jade, I heard eating anchovies.
You had caviar?
Yes, sardines.
Sardines ain't caviar.
That's the bro nigga caviar. That's the nigga on the come up caviar.
Sorry, that shit on some crackers, but he got you some caviar.
Is life esoteric?
Yes, very is much. Sure.
Is life hard to understand?
Life could be hard to understand sometimes, right?
It can be hard to understand some of the shit that happened in life.
Hmm. Oh, like, okay, so let me ask y'all this then. Is death esoteric?
Death?
Yes.
Hell yeah. It's so many ways you can die. You can just drop dead for no reason at all. And that be your cause of death. Just drop dead. Shit just be happening in life. Shit random as hell.
It's hard to understand, though. Read the definition again.
Understood only by a select few.
I'm pretty sure everybody understands death, right?
But, like, the different
ways. Not all the time.
Is it death that's esoteric, or is it what happens after death that's
esoteric? Yeah. Both. I think both.
Cause don't nobody know. That's one thing. Like 100% sure. Don't nobody know what after that shit looked like.
My homie just said. On the internet. He went to heaven, hell, and he saw Rihanna or something like that.
He said the demon singing Umbrella.
The pastor said he died, and then as soon as he got there, he saw Rihanna. He saw Rihanna.
Do y'all believe that?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I think he just clapped. I think
he actually died, though.
He said he died and went flatline, and I guess they brought him back.
And went to hell.
He flatline went to hell. The first thing he heard.
He saw Rihanna in hell.
It's fucked up.
It was confirmed that he died by the people.
They confirmed he flatlined or something like that.
That nigga was high.
Can't say what
he was high.
He was high as hell.
Nigga
passed out watching MTV.
Huh? Oh, the homie just slipped. Now, and I ain't even trying to be funny. God bless him, but homie Damar Hamlin kind of died on the football field, and
yeah.
But did he say he saw Rihanna in hell when he came back?
He didn't. He wasn't trying to clout chase. That's the difference. The other dude was clout chasing.
How you gonna say that though?
That the first thing he saw in hell was Rihanna. I can't take that serious. I'm just saying maybe that's for real. I just think that's kind of funny.
He really did think that.
He probably was dreaming though.
So then he wasn't dead. Yeah. Oh, you think maybe death is one big dream?
What if this is one big dream?
How do we know what happens when you die?
We don't.
Unless you die and come back. He just died and came back, and then we don't believe what happened with this man.
But he said hell. He said out of everything he could have said in the world about hell, he said the first thing that happened to hell was Rihanna. He ain't say nothing about no.
Nah, he said they were singing Rihanna song.
Singing Rihanna, you're right. Still.
Also, he didn't actually see Rihanna.
I forget the exact.
Lucifer was the director of the choir.
Oh, man.
Before he got kicked out of Jesus. Before he got kicked out of heaven.
This is getting very esoteric.
Yeah.
Like I say, we can only believe it from a nigga who actually died and came back. So how are we going to say we never been there?
Because I don't know if he died for real.
That's why
we can't discredit his death.
Shit, he's still alive. He discredited his death. He discredited that motherfucker. He's still here. His death wasn't shit.
I ain't here to. Hey, look, man.
Oh shit.
Oh man.
Us not believing that he died and went to hell is just like a privileged person. Not believing that they have fights at the welfare office.
A lot worse. I just feel like, and I believe it a lot, I just feel like it's a lot worse music you'll hear in hell, in my opinion.
If you went to hell, what do you think the first song would be playing when you went?
It wouldn't be Rihanna.
Hit 'em up, Tupac.
Hit 'em up, Tupac. Damn.
But do y'all...
Go ahead.
But do y'all think that when you die, your reality be whatever you was when you living. He probably was a nigga that just hated that Rihanna song. So when he died, that was just gonna be his torture in hell.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Like whatever your issues were in life become repetitive in death.
Exactly.
Like I've heard some people saying that we living right now, they say that shit be going so bad sometimes they be thinking they're in hell.
But you know what I think though, like real shit, and don't laugh at me because I'm not, I promise to you, I'm not trying to be funny. I think that, like Scream was just asking, what do you think, like you see when you get to hell, right? I think that once you walk through those gates and step out on that fiery plank, all of a sudden they start playing, "You Can Hate Me Now." But I won't stop now.
Boom.
Escobar season has returned, niggas.
shouldn't it be, and I guess that alludes to like hell on earth, but shouldn't it be like rats and roaches and all the worst. Shit
but you
in
never
the world.
Know. Hell might be lit though. Literally. Like you never know. Like, cause just like Black was saying, we can't judge this nigga because we ain't never been there. We don't know.
I don't think it's a set place. Me personally, I think it's whatever hell would be for you, whatever the worst thing would be for you.
Mindset. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you die from a if you're a negative person and you die in a negative way or a fucked up way, then everything just continue to be negative. But if you live positive, like, it's the universe. Whatever you do, come to you. So if you die peacefully, you might go be peaceful. And that be your heaven. That's
whatever state or state of mind or energy space you're in when you transition.
Exactly. Whatever your energy is, I feel like that's what it continues to be. You know what I mean? Me.
Yeah.
It only makes sense. It's like when you go to sleep at night, when you get through watching something on TV or whatever you're feeling, that's what you're going to dream about if you dream. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how you wake up the next day. You wake up the next day still groggy. If you went to sleep drunk, you're going to wake up with a headache. Right?
Because the reality is you can have hell right here on earth.
Yeah, but you're playing like continuously. Like I feel like you just... Your head would be just a consistently bad dream that you can't wake up from.
Ooh.
I don't think you finna go somewhere and be around people. Nah, I think your ass is gonna continue to dream forever some bullshit.
Mm.
Or you might just dream some peaceful shit forever.
Mm. And that's heavenly.
I don't know, but that's what I always have thought.
Great philosophy.
Nah, I've always thought that, like, man, your ass just ain't no heaven or hell. It's what your ass gonna be dreaming, what your soul gonna dream. Really? That shit makes sense to me, though.
That's a great philosophy.
It makes sense to me, too.
Esoterian.
So, it's esoterian.
I'm saying that's some esoteric shit, like on a few. I feel like, me personally, bro, we don't know shit till we see it. So dude probably did go to his hell.
Mm. Yeah.
And then he probably would aggravate them. He and the same song to him may aggravate him.
Mm.
A fire in the sky.
He hated the umbrella that much.
Yeah.
It might not even be that song, just any consistent, probably. He probably just a person that hate repetitive.
Nah, hey, I said...
But for him to pick out Rihanna, though, that's crazy.
No, when I heard Body by Megan Thee Stallion, I think they be playing that in hell, too. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Boy, on repeat? Yeah, you in hell, nigga.
The viral Texas pastor says demonic forces were reciting lyrics to Bob Marley, Jasmine Sullivan, Rihanna, and more in hell.
That's a hell of a combination.
The devil's playlist.
He was treated to the perks of the fiery abyss.
Perks? What? Yo, he was on perks?
I can't take this shit serious.
What's a thing that y'all think is esoteric?
A thing?
Women.
Women. For sure, women. That's a person, though, right?
What?
Sure, women, though.
Oh, well, dang. Not
women,
a...
women.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Damn.
That's a theory. They just kind of difficult to understand.
Yeah, nobody understand women but women, because most of the time...
Mm-hmm. Women don't even understand women.
Like, that's a whole other subject. We're going to go into a whole other...
Okay. Yeah, let's... Yeah.
We'll stick to the things. They outnumbered today, man. You can't do that.
Let's stick to the things, the esoteric things.
You be like, you, what exists though? You say you want me, and then when I go being me, you want me to be something different. So you don't know what you want.
Blah, blah, blah.
If you ask your woman right now what she want, what she going to say, Scream?
It ain't going to be clear cut.
It ain't going to be. She don't know. She just want you.
Right. Or something thereof.
And you ask, what is it that you want from me just to be you? But then how do we get to arguing when I be me?
You was doing you too much.
We've been down this road, Jay. What you want, Jay?
I'm exhausted.
What you want?
I just want you to be you. And I want all of you, because all of me loves all of you.
If you want a nigga to be him, how could he disrespect you or ever hurt you? How? Why are there arguments?
There are arguments because my nigga, even
you want the idea, you want me in the
premise.
Yeah, but if listen, when a person wants you, there's no disagreeing, there's no nothing, right?
I want you with consideration to my feelings.
So you don't want me?
Yeah, you want somebody with consideration.
I want somebody that cares. That's what the fuck I want. Somebody that cares.
Care about you and still be me.
What are you talking? But if you care about me and you're still being you, your care for me will override you being you that will do something to hurt
but
me.
You want
but
me.
You don't want me.
Because that would make me. So what am I overriding?
They gotta be some exceptions, because it's like
there gotta be some give and take. Like,
you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, okay. If not saying you, but if the woman wants the man and the man is physically abusive and she didn't know that getting into the shit.
Get out.
True.
You don't want him.
No more.
He whoop ass. You don't want him.
No more.
Yeah, you don't want him no more.
Right.
I'm saying, like, if you ask your woman what she wants, she says you. Why do y'all have arguments or disagreements?
But it might be a misconception of who she think you are, because a lot of people be faking to making it to
me. You want the person you thought I was.
Yeah, until you, that until nigga not spin. You, but until the person start punching her and
take okay, that out.
But that's okay,
take
me.
That out.
You said
that,
take okay. that out, punching. We gonna take all that.
Or until the person may, and I'm just again that was advocate. Oh, used to be. Used to come home, all that shit, then just started not, you know what I mean? You know how to go back.
You are you.
Yeah, but you can change.
Listen, when a person meet you, okay, when things change, then I don't want you no more. So stop telling me you want
me. No, I agree. That I agree with.
So stop saying that you want me. If I change something and then you don't want that
no more. You know what they mean.
No longer want me.
They want the you that they know.
Okay, so you don't want me to grow?
No, I agree with
you. Like, you can grow or whatever, but it's just like at the end of the day, if you growing means that you have a total fucking lack of compassion for the way that I feel about certain things, then like...
Lack of compassion.
Like, what are we doing here?
What's the lack of compassion if I'm being me? I'm not beating on you. I'm not harming you. I'm not doing nothing to you. Only things make you upset is me being me.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
But what I'm saying is you might not be doing anything to me per se, but if you don't have any kind of regard for my feelings, or you don't fucking validate the way that
Tom Brady's wife, Tom Brady's wife married Tom Brady, an all-star fucking football player. They got a divorce because he was doing what? Playing football. You don't want me.
So what you said is true enough, but again, two things. First thing, we don't know what went on behind closed doors, just generalize.
That's what they said. She said she thought
they might not know whoever they is might not know what is actually going on.
Okay, well, we're gonna say hypothetically. If they got a divorce because he chose football over their marriage, who did she want?
She wanted her husband.
She wanted a nigga who was going to give up on his purpose for a bitch. That's what she wanted.
No.
Her purpose is football.
Because it had to be something in the beginning that drew her to it.
You know, I'm saying hypothetically, Queen.
I think it's like this. I think it go both ways. I think that if she was like, when you gonna stop playing football? And he said, I'm finna stop. I got you. Right?
So then that nigga retire and then come back to life like three times?
He did.
Okay, then.
Because my purpose is calling me. If you want me, you know how much I love football.
Exactly.
Y'all not understanding but what the fuck you, I'm saying, man.
So you want me to choose
you over my purpose?
This is great conversation. No, never choose over purpose. But
no, I'm not saying that.
Some people will want you to do that.
9 times out of 10, that's what a bitch wants you to do, man.
Can you play football forever?
Listen, I've seen a lot of dudes give up on it.
Hold up. One thing about it, I'm getting old. So, bitch, you don't roll out this long. My knees and shit finna start giving out. This is my last year down there. So, whatever. Let me burn out. Let me burn out of my passion. Then, after that, these niggas who love that sport like that, he's gonna be a commentator, maybe a coach. This is just what it is. This is what my purpose is.
Yeah, I agree.
So you don't want me. You want all this shit that come with this Tom Brady shit. Hopefully one day I'm gonna be a nigga laying in the house, not thinking about football no more. No, bitch, I love football. Am I tripping?
No, you're right.
What you said has full merit, especially if we speak hypothetically. But he could have.
But at the end of the day, there still has to be like, some.
I'm gonna play. I'm gonna go to Florida.
You're right.
And play two more years.
That wasn't a lie. That's what I wanted to do for your wife, for my wife. But my purpose outweighs that, man.
That's real.
That ain't a lie. I do, baby. I'm gonna stop on the woo because I want to please you.
Yeah.
But my purpose outweighed it. This shit is calling me. It's like a gift from God, man.
What I'm saying is,
you're a gift from God, then what are you doing? You wasting time, man, and F.
What I'm saying is, okay, the gift from God and all of that, that's understandable. That's cool. You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to follow your calling and your destiny and all of that. Like, I'm not saying that. But at the end of the day, if you entered into this union with this lady and you made this agreement that you guys are going to try to make this shit work, there has to be some sort of give with the take.
That's all I'm saying. Nothing to give when it come down to a bitch. And my purpose ain't nothing to give, bitch. Fuck you and this marriage.
Yep.
Straight up. Because I ain't gonna be good for now one of us if I'm not living my purpose. Now
why get married?
They mad at you, huh?
Why get married?
What you mean? She got married. He was a football player. What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is, if there's no give, and if it's fuck you, bitch, I'm going all the way out with my purpose. Why get married?
If my wife was in her purpose, I would never try to challenge that.
It's not about challenging.
That is challenging it.
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
You stop doing something that you do. That's your life right now. If Jessica come in there and tell you, bro, I don't want you doing Big Fat no more. How?
Right.
We're going to have to go to your therapy. We're going to have to figure this out.
Yeah. I'm not saying.
This is my due diligence. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that you have to stop your purpose. But if you agreed however many years ago that you were going to fucking do this shit with this lady and make this shit work, you have to find some kind of way to integrate her into the purpose, I feel like.
That's on her. Hey, that's
you
on
better
her.
Come be a cheerleader or come put some water on the field or something. You better enter yourself into my purpose because this is what this is.
Like, think about it.
You wake up one day and say, fuck me, I'm stupid, but then I'm outside of my purpose. How that go?
Think about it this way a little bit, Jay. Like, Coretta couldn't tell Martin Luther King, don't be Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? And, Malcolm X's wife, I can't remember her name right now.
Betty.
But at the end of the day, he might not have been there every night and he was still fucking bitches and doing all kind of shit, whatever, whatever. Yeah. But he still made her feel like she meant something to him.
So you think Tom Brady didn't make his wife feel like she meant something to him?
He might have done that in the past, but apparently he's not doing it now, and that's the issue, clearly.
Yeah, so, all right, let me ask you this question. Have you ever seen a female that feel like they supposed to come before what a nigga got going on? Yes or no?
All the time.
So how you can't see that with Tom Brady, maybe his wife, and I don't know what happened.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know what happened, so we can't
say. Okay, all right, put me as Tom Brady. I enter into a marriage. I'm fresh out of high school. We get married. I'm all-star. I'm the GOAT of football. I'm the GOAT. I'm the best quarterback ever. And you tell me I need to stop. What are you doing?
But I'm not going to tell you need to stop.
Hypothetically, if she told him he needed to stop, how is he wrong? You're saying he need to go back and think about his vows he made, right? That's what you just said.
Yeah, that's what I said. But I didn't say anything about her being right by telling him to stop. I'm just saying that
Ain't no negotiation in that, Queen. That's nothing to negotiate there.
Think about this, though. This hear me out, man. Do you think a little bit of that might have been her saying, like, I don't want you to go out there and get fucked up. Like, you done had a great run.
Man, that's just like telling a nigga who's a fucking Vietnam vet, I don't want you to go get killed. And I love you to your death, man. We in this shit. It's but better or worse, man.
I can go over that.
You Tom Brady, if your purpose is going to make you lose both of your legs to this shit, nigga, I'm a wipe your ass and push you around the house. That's just how this shit go. Which one is it, bitch? Is it this or that? Is it for better or worse? Is you with me or you with me? Or you, what is it?
I can't argue with that.
I can't make no excuses for nobody who trying to stand in the way of nobody else's purpose. I can't, bro.
Think about it, Jay. What if we going to assume? What if Stedman told Oprah, hey, you need to slow down and...
I think that's where the confusion with this whole conversation is coming in. I'm not ever saying that it's okay for somebody to stand in the way of somebody's purpose or to tell them that they need to stop or anything like that. But I do feel like if it's supposed to be a partnership, then there should be some sort of push and pull with the shit so that you guys can figure out a way to make it work.
Listen, together. What you're going to make it work is, baby, let me continue to do what I'm doing. Ain't no push and pull when it comes down to purpose. Are you riding in your destiny? How is some push and pull to that? How? What are we pushing and pulling?
You can't have any give in your purpose because your purpose is just
how? Like how can you? Then if something happens or whatever happens, if he step outside or whatever he feel like, and then choose her route and he don't have no happiness, now they still lose. And he gonna blame her for the rest of his life. Bitch, I quit football for you. I could have been a goddamn.
And you don't ever want to be somebody else had to settle for.
Like, I don't understand. Like, like a lot of these wives do that. Like they be with the nigga all the way through high school. Then just cause you start saying, okay, I got $100 million now. Liquid cash. I got this money. You feel like that's enough, baby. Now it's time to live happily ever after. Bitch, I wasn't doing this for the money. I really love this game. Right?
Yeah.
Women feel like that's enough. We can sometimes, I can't say all of them, that's enough. Ooh, don't go out there and get hurt. Don't this, whatever, whatever. But I ain't doing it for that. I'm a warrior. This is my war. I'm at war. I don't feel the same laying in the house with you like I feel when I'm on that field. You can't not fulfill that.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying all the same shit that you're saying, but I'm just saying that.
No, you're not.
Okay, well, I'm not.
Because you just sat there and said, don't you should go back and negotiate. There's no negotiating.
No, I didn't say negotiate. I said integrate.
How can we integrate that?
What I'm saying is, okay.
It's on the woman to integrate. What is she willing to do to integrate into what he's doing?
I don't want this to be esoteric. I want to understand it.
So look, right? So what I'm saying to you is, I'm not saying that the whole standing in the way of the purpose, making a nigga stop, trying to come in between, trying to put up a roadblock, all this shit, like, that's wrong. I'm saying I'm on the same page with you as that. But what I'm saying is like, you still have to make some sort of effort towards this relationship in the midst of your purpose.
What's the effort? What's the effort? The effort is being a husband. But
how are you being a husband?
How am I not being a husband by doing my job? If I'm doing my job, how am I not?
You have a job to me too.
Okay. Well, you knew this is like a truck drive, right? We're gonna say a truck drive. Baby, I get loads now, just go to the West Coast. Come be gone. I'm gonna be gone 21 days out the month. It'd be cool at first till she starts seeing you making money. Now she feel like somebody else should drive them loads because her time. Okay, but if I take these local loads and the money low, now I'm a lazy ass nigga.
See, I think the bitches that you talking about are like not the same bitches I'm talking about.
Which one are you talking about?
Because like the females that I'm talking about are gonna like, they're gonna understand all of that, but like I said, they're just gonna want some sort of reassurance in the process.
We're not saying that the guy is not a husband. I can't say that Tom Brady wasn't the best husband there was, but football probably came first. Some women hate to be put second to anything. That's what it is. You hate being put second, and you know football, you are second to that. You don't give a fuck if he go out there and break his neck, break whatever. She just know, when am I gonna not be second to football? Never, bitch. This is my purpose. You're not. You're my wife. There's no negotiating that. Am I tripping?
Nope. No, that's a very valid point.
But in,
okay. I think you know what you signed up for. Like, is if a woman.
That's why most niggas don't be in relationships, because they knowing at the end of the day, I can't grind. So when a nigga get to the point where they at, and me like, damn, why the niggas don't got no wives and shit? Because at the end of the day, now I can't trust no bitch because I'm uphill. I couldn't deal with no bitch while I'm trying to chase my purpose. Now I can't do nothing but be goddamn Pluto.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to believe that you love me.
Yeah.
The bitch that I want to stay down in love, she want to be over that. You go to the studio tomorrow. You can do this shit tomorrow. You can, man, damn, why you got to be in studio so much? You're not trusting the process, queen. So now I become the nigga that I become. When I become the nigga that I become, now I'm a fuck nigga because I can't come back and get you.
You gave up on
my dream. Huh?
It's esoteric.
Yeah, it's just hard to understand.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's just like, and then
it takes a real bitch to actually believe in your purpose with you and your dream. Like, I'm with you, dog. Fuck that. Let's go.
No, but what I'm saying is,
if these bitches don't be believing that these niggas can become who they becoming, then when they become who they become, now they want them to change and be something else for them.
Nah, but it ain't even that, because it's plenty of real bitches that believed in niggas all the way through to their dream and this and that, whatever, whatever. But it's just like, at the end of the day, like, I don't understand. I don't think y'all are ever going to understand what I'm saying, because it's like,
because we got time, baby. It's Big Fat Friday. Make us understand.
Nah, because it's like, and this can be like a universal unisex thing, like for females or males, like when you're dealing with someone, it's certain things that you need in order for that relationship to prosper and grow.
Okay. And so that go back, excuse me. So that go back to, you don't want me. So stop saying it's me that you want. You want a person that do those certain things. Cause I'm not going to do those things over my purpose. You need a nigga that's like what these same niggas that these hoes be complaining about. Niggas don't have no idea. That's one thing about it. These bitches hate a nigga with an idea, with a clear mind that know what he want. He's a nigga that know what he want. He's basically a, what you call it? A misogynist?
Yeah, misogynist.
No, he not misogynist. He's a, narcissist. A nigga that know what he want, basically a narcissist.
Yes.
Not necessarily.
A nigga that set boundaries.
Like, if I ain't budging because of what I know, fuck that. I ain't budging. You're a fuck nigga.
Yeah.
But you're only a fuck nigga, in my opinion, in that instance, if you were doing something different in the beginning.
What am I? But get what? One thing about it, you could be with a nigga that finds his purpose while he with you.
True enough. And we're going to fucking stick together and stay down and nurture that purpose. But at the end of the day, you have to remember that, hey, I'm still here with you nurturing your purpose. Okay. Like,
but I can see if you was catching me up in some bullshit, all this type of shit, like, boy, you lying, boy, you on some bullshit. No, nigga, I'm actually here doing what the fuck I say I'm doing for us. So where's the problem?
Bro, like, okay.
I think here's the question, Jay, that has to be answered for us to make any type of progress with this conversation and debate. What is the expectation or the want? Like, what's the I won't say end goal, but what's the expectation or the want? Like, out of the man.
If you
meet a street nigga and he's a street nigga and he's a street nigga, in your head, are you thinking that, just keeping it real, you're gonna change him? Like, his passion might be being a street nigga or a hustler or whatever the case is, right?
No. If I'm getting with a street nigga or whatever, and I know he's a street nigga, blah, 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 my whole intention and my whole purpose for this relationship or for getting with this nigga, if I grow to love this nigga and I want to be with this nigga, is I'm going to support his street shit or whatever he has going on or whatever he has his mind on. But I'm also going to try to show him that he's bigger than just a street nigga. I'm also going to try to show him that this street shit that you're doing, you can take this shit and I can help you make this shit, turn this shit into some legit shit. So that you don't have to worry about.
What if you don't want to be legit?
Yeah, that's not his vision.
I'm a street nigga. Forever. Fuck that. I'm lying like this.
You can be bigger than that, though.
You don't want to be that.
But it go the same way.
I don't want to be big. I'm straight. This is my purpose. Boom.
It go the same way. If you don't want him, if a nigga meet a female,
you want the potential that you think he has. That's what it be.
But shouldn't everybody in a relationship try to uplift and push their partner?
That's not what they want.
Yeah, the nigga might want the female not to be a stripper, but she might just want to be a stripper forever till she can't strip no more.
But he shouldn't at least try one time to show this bitch. You don't have to get naked every night and there's other shit that you can do to be successful.
You can have the conversation, but that don't mean she's going to stop busting it open for the money.
I can try, but then when I see that this is what you want to do, I'm not going to make it an issue if I want you.
That's what I'm saying that. You mean you saying the same shit, but you have to at least try one time.
Okay.
If you really love and care about this person.
Normally, you're different, but normally, when a woman comes at you and say, baby, you're bigger than just a street nigga, they don't want you to be no street nigga no more. Not they trying to get you to see something clear. So you're just one of few.
I'm historic or esoteric or whatever.
One of few. You're going to say it one time, baby, you can be bigger than a street nigga. That's it. I don't feel no kind of way on that. Like, that's never happened before. So, Jay, you're a fucking dinosaur. What I'm saying is, most of the time, when these bitches Me trying to, they say this shit every day. Like, you just gun out there on them niggas. You don't want him, queen.
You got to let people be who they're going to be until they decide not who they're going to be.
Because if you don't, it's going to be like forever friction and it's never going to work anyway. I totally understand
you
that.
Got to what I'm trying to tell you. At the end of the day, if a nigga ain't living in that purpose, he ain't going to never make you happy because he not happy.
Yeah. We saying that. That's what I'm saying. We saying the same shit.
But how the fuck? No, Jay, because at first you saying a nigga got to at least take
He said that nigga should think about changing.
I didn't say shit about thinking about changing. I said that you need to shut up.
You need to shut up
like in real life, Kodak. For real. Especially that we ain't on the couch because I would just slap your ass.
You can't punch me here, nigga.
Nah, but what I said was
she'd have been in the middle of crying to you.
What I said was before I was misconstrued by big homie Baloney. Motherfucker, I didn't say anything about changing. I said that you're supposed to live in your purpose. You're supposed to follow your dreams. You're supposed to go down the road of your destiny. But if you enter into a partnership with another person, you have to at least make this person feel like they're connected in some kind of way to you and whatever you have going on. If you guys are in this shit together.
It's awesome. G shit. This is how I feel.
What's up?
It definitely takes effort, but I shouldn't have to make you feel shit. Energy is what makes you feel shit. If you come around me and you don't feel nothing, ain't nothing there. I can just only make you feel, I can substitute your feelings for a second by faking it. If you don't automatically feel me, you don't feel me.
So
I can FaceTime love you and we be in love. These folks overseas, these folks really feel each other. They feel each other like no matter. It's one phone call. I might talk to my significant other 2 times out of for 3 months. But you got women that be truly faithful for these niggas. Cause she
catfish. Catfish.
No, I'm saying like a dude that's off at war or a nigga that's working overseas or whatever. She's just mind her being animal because she wants things to be right. Like Keisha just did with Gucci. You think Gucci couldn't be there for Keisha when he was locked up? But she loved him the same. Because she knew one day I'm going to come back and he still got out and got right at his purpose.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
I'm just being real. So ain't nothing like when I'm in that situation, where I'm about ain't nothing I can do to make you like women want to lay up every day and do all that. That makes you feel like I love you.
No,
but to make you feel like I love you is. Be protecting, providing, and all those things.
That's what I'm. That's all I'm saying. That's all I've been saying.
Tom Brady, you think Tom Brady won't provide for that lady? That's what we were talking about.
I'm saying, but providing material shit does not necessarily make everybody feel attached. That doesn't do it for everybody. It does it for a lot of bitches, but it doesn't do it for everybody.
Man, what it is women live in a certain atmosphere that they think that their spouse is their purpose. Niggas don't think like that. Women think like when a woman can think, this is my purpose, this marriage. Niggas don't think like that. We can't take this marriage certificate down here and pay these mortgages. Y'all move off emotions. So the thing about it is a motherfucker hate to come second over anything that she knows she put in first. That's what it is.
Mm. Nah, I disagree. I disagree. It's not about coming second or it's not about not respecting the purpose, but it's like the same way that you respect your purpose. If I'm doing this time with you for this purpose, respect me too. Show me something, anything, like make me feel wanted or like I'm a part. Like I'm not asking for anything outrageous.
You're choosing to ride with me. So I ain't got to make you do shit. Make you what? If I don't already do it for you, I can't make you nothing.
But what I'm... Okay, you still not...
People automatically do it for their significant others. So it's no matter what they do, how much time I see you, whatever, we do it for each other. If I got to make you and fake shit you, then I'm still running game like I just met you.
Nah, I'm not saying fake shit me. I'm just saying like... I'm not okay. It's I just don't think that.
You just don't think.
Green, check in, bro.
Nah, it's valid points. It's valid points. You know what? I'm gonna be honest, Bank. Like, so everything you said is like dead on. I didn't
for sure.
I didn't understand certain shit till I like really sat down with my sisters and listened to them. You know what I'm saying? I think the thing is, whatever the expectation is, you got to kind of get it through early on. Like, if she going to ride, she might ride, but say, but one day at this particular point, like, she want a different seat at the table, or she want to be more involved, or she might just need somebody to talk to. And she can't talk to nobody because you off doing what you're doing. She got to respect that. But let's say, like, Jade is in a relationship and she really needs somebody. She don't want to just talk to no random nigga. She want to talk to her king. And you're not available for her. So what I'm saying is, you have to kind of like, the woman has to get out the things that she might need. Like, look, I'm going to ride with you 110% to the end. But these are the little things I might need. I'm just speaking about that.
That's all
that.
I'm saying.
If they
that's
on some bullshit, like trying to stop you from being great, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's
I get we talk about two totally different things, though. But I get that. Like,
That's all I'm saying.
Me personally, I guess I'm speaking for me. Me personally, if a woman is my queen, I'm going to make sure I make time for her.
That's all I'm saying.
That's why I was saying the communication of it. That's what I felt like you was getting at. It's the communication.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, Jay know what I'm saying. Kodak, he probably don't. But Scream, you know what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like I said, a woman will put you first over everything.
Yes.
Will be upset that you have something first over her. Not another person. You have your purpose over her.
I don't even think it's over her. I think it's sometimes for her.
It is.
It's for you. But it's listen, not over you. It's for
you. They say, man, she says she want to go to the move, but now I need to record. A motherfucker be mad as hell at you about that. Mm. It's like, damn, you don't want me to go get the money?
Right.
You want to go to the movie, some shit we can do tomorrow.
Right.
So we're going to have a whole attitude and be mad about some shit we can do another time, but you want me to reschedule because of your feelings?
That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying, Queen? That's what I'm saying. I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm talking about that part. Like, come with me. You want to come? Come with me. You can call me and just whatever. Come sit.
Okay, that's cool. That's good enough.
No, not for some women. It's not. For some women, they want to see you say no to what you're supposed to do to please them.
That's not what I'm saying.
What the fuck? Who have we been? How we been talking to this whole time?
I've been saying the whole time. I've never said fucking. Not dissipate, because that's the wrong word I'm trying to use. But I've never said fucking shun your purpose for the bitch. I'm saying, like, just include the bitch and make the bitch feel like
you care.
Yes.
What I'm saying is, if they don't want to be included in that, like we was talking about Tom Brady, I don't watch football. So I ain't gonna be excited coming to no game.
Okay.
I don't want a nigga, you need to quit.
That's not, we not, well, I'm not talking about that. That's not
man,
what I'm
talking about. Man, rewind this shit. How can we rewind this shit, Screen? I don't know where you got lost in transit.
I never said that. That's why I said, me and you been saying the same shit the whole time. The only part where you lost me at is where it's seeming like, basically like, it's a total disregard for the woman's feelings or the woman's.
It is need. When it comes to my purpose. There's no negotiating that.
Bro, listen. Okay.
How you not understanding what I'm saying? There's no negotiating that.
I never said that there was
no. And the way you negotiate that is she wants you to do something different outside of what you have to do. That's a negotiation.
I'm not asking for nothing different outside of what you have to do. I'm just saying within the parameters of what you have to do, think about me. That's all I'm saying.
We're not talking about a nigga.
Here's the classic.
We shouldn't even be together.
Here's the classic.
I don't think about you. I'm talking about the time that you want me to think about you over what I have to do. That's all I'm talking about. I ain't talking about nothing else.
Here's a classic example. Michelle Obama said straight up, when Obama was like, I'm finna go be president, and this is what I'm finna do. Like, she wasn't all the way excited about that shit. but she's riding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's with him. He got to be Obama.
Yeah.
And they
got to go.
But Obama makes Michelle feel like she's the fucking.
Or does Michelle just have her own motion?
Or does he really, no matter what Obama do, does it for her? Or she does it for him. That's what I'm saying. Like, at the end of the day, motherfucker be wanna, like, rearrange a nigga.
Nah.
Like, rearrange no nigga? Like, if you want him, how is he not? Like, okay, we started out this shit saying, motherfucker say, I just want you, right? If you want me, like I said, there shouldn't be no arguments. There shouldn't be no disagreement. There shouldn't be nothing because you want me and I want you. So what are we arguing? What are we beefing about? So whatever we do, however we do it, my purpose is your purpose. Your purpose is my purpose. It shouldn't be a disagreement. It shouldn't be a time that you mad because I can't take you to eat, but I'm finna go to work. I can see if I'm finna go to the club. Fuck off. That'll be different. Some women feels like men work too much or men do this too much. You do that too much. Y'all ain't never heard of that or seen that?
That's what Tom Brady did.
Thank you. They said they need answers. About what? When I get big
fat. Big fat, big fat. Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Bro, we said this same shit 45 minutes ago, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
You didn't get it then.
To me, that is esoterian.
Hey, man. Hey.
What, man?
You better chill out before I erase your box, bitch.
How you say that shit, man?
How you say what?
Yeah, that shit esoteric, man. Like, I can't understand that. Some people do, but I can't understand that. How you say you want this person, but you want to alter it, that person. No, you want the, you want
the customized version.
You want a nigga in a clay form. Well, you can got, now let me push this in, push this part in.
Take this out.
And now you're right. You don't want that person. You trying to mold something.
I don't say molding. You think molding bad? Both ways?
Yeah.
Molding is bad when it's being rejected. Because when it's being rejected, that means that person is already who they is.
Mm.
Molding ain't bad when goddamn, okay, I see and I feel that. Yeah, let's do that. You're right. Yeah. Molding's bad when you see them. Nah, I ain't going for that, bitch. And you study trying to push it on me. Hell yeah, that's bad.
Mm.
Okay. What you
it's kind of like it's kind of like a nigga quitting his dream career or whatever he want to do to make his baby mama happy. You know, she want him to stay at home, be a stay at home dad and shit, try to help with the kids. He want to go out and be, I don't know, fucking Power Ranger or some shit. He not living what he want to do. If he listen to his baby mama.
That's how he start fighting and all that old shit. Because niggas stress that. You not standing your purpose, King. You ain't finna never like her.
That's all he knew how to do. And he stopped doing that shit to make her happy. He gonna be mad as fuck every day.
Facts. That shit is esoteric.
Esoteric.
How long that is? We can do one more screen. Do another word, Jay.
Jay, sleep.
Esoteric.
Jay feel like a nigga pole to goddamn. She gonna go get one of these trap niggas. And he gonna goddamn go work at Wendy's and goddamn bring her the burgers.
Bruh, no.
You out here selling dime bags and
bruh,
shit.
Bruh, you better than this, bruh. No, I ain't.
You can be a pharmacist. That nigga wanna be a drug dealer.
Some nigga like, no, I ain't. Are you mad at that man because he did what he wanna
do?
No,
a woman or the person's supposed to motivate. But nah. not.
I ain't saying don't try to motivate me. Motivate me in different ways. Go show me, babe. Like, look, babe, I just did this. Did what we can do this. We. Don't
That's tell what
me
I'm...
I can do. Show me the way. We can do this. We can. Then niggas go look at that shit like, oh, that shit really making money? You can't tell me to stop trapping or hustling or whatever the fuck I'm doing.
Bro, who? No That's the, bro, you keep, bro, listen. Hold on. Listen. You keep saying that somebody's trying to tell somebody to stop doing some shit. Nobody's trying to stop anybody from doing some shit. When it came to the street nigga shit, all I said was motivate this nigga and try to first initially make this nigga understand that he can be bigger than a street nigga. Like the same way you...
All right. Let me ask you this. What you think the first step is to showing a nigga something?
You got to lead by example.
That's it. You got to show him how it's done.
Yeah.
Talk to me about shit. Show me that, even if you're not that, show me that you're on the path of being the person you want me to be.
Yeah.
So much in me. Show me this. Show me this same drive. Okay. That's just like me. If I want to lose weight, I can't sit up and tell Shantae, you need to go lose weight. But I'm just laying in the bed saying this. No, I'm going to get up every day. Then be like, hey, what you going to do? You want to come with me? You see this shit dropping off me.
Yeah.
I can't just tell you some shit that I won't do.
Yeah.
How the fuck I'm going to tell you to try caviar, but I ain't never tried?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm saying, so you telling a nigga he could be all he could be, but you what you going to do? You going to be still running around the club? What you going to be doing? I'm just saying, what you... Because so one thing about
if a nigga
is doing what she do, nigga going to be like, hey, babe, what? Nigga going to start asking you. You ain't got to tell him. Hey, what's that shit making? That shit doing what? That's all these niggas, all these bitches who doing PPP. That's how niggas start PPPing. It was the bitches first. They start saying, oh, that shit doing that kind of money?
So what was...
Didn't go to no trap in 2020?
It's a little bit of a rewind. I think we touched on this a little bit before, but what was...
Am I tripping, Jay?
No, you're not.
So what was Tasha supposed to do with Ghost and Power? Because she wanted him to be the biggest...
Tasha was a piece of shit, sucking the driver dick. That wasn't nothing. She wanted to put... She knew Angela Valdez was better for this nigga. Real shit, bro. She tried really to get this nigga killed.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. Motherfucker be scared of growth, bro.
Mm-hmm. But hold on. You said
so she felt like ghost.
Hold on. Let's put the bullshit aside a little bit. We said Giselle married a football player. Tasha married a drug dealer.
But he was a drug dealer you already knew was purpose driven.
Why you say
no real shit? He wasn't no nigga that wanted to just be no street nigga. That nigga was a drug dealer in the penthouse wearing suits. That means he's trying to be a businessman.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He was already trying to be that. He was selling drugs. And them nigga already had cleaners and all type of shit.
So the moral of the story is if he wanted to be a dope dealer the rest of his life, she should have been with him. But if he wanted to become a businessman, legitimate per se, she should be with him. Yes. That's the moral.
What else? At the end of the day, you're my wife.
I'm going for that.
What's that?
Right.
I'm going for that.
I'm cool. Thank you.
She feel like she didn't fit in that world.
Who, Tasha?
Yeah, in the world she because she knew all.
Why did she didn't fit in it? And
I'm saying all she knew was the street shit of ghosts. Like this us.
Oh, okay. I see
this us, bro, man. Fuck them clubs, shit, man. She gonna get us hot. That's how she looking at it. She probably coming from a good place, but that's all she knew. He had an outgrew her.
No, he blew up when they argued and said it. Like, no matter what, you're gonna be the same hood rat from where I find you.
But the thing about it, was he or was he not trying to drag her along though?
Were taking with her?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He really ain't had no choice. She knew too much.
Well, nah, he. Well, then I'm trying to think. It's so far ago. I'm trying to think. Did he get on the bullshit before Tasha, or did Tasha get on the bullshit before him?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I think it was right around the same time.
But at the end of the day, I just feel like she put a roll out with the nigga. Shit, he got.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He got the bag. She's stealing. She going stealing money out the accounts. All type of shit, man. Oh, fuck out of here. Yeah, that's a movie. I mean, that's a movie though. But in real life, to me, some women, and then guess what? I'm gonna keep it real. When you stand on your purpose, a real one feel like I tried this nigga. He ain't go for it. I fuck with him more. You know what I'm saying? Because women will try you to see if you'll go for it. And if you go for it, now you're forever pussy. I'm going to try you forever. When you stand on it, if she's real, she be like, he ain't going. I'm going to keep trying, but he ain't going. And shit work both ways now.
Yeah.
It's some fake shit, but it work both ways. Motherfucker try you up, bro, to see.
No, that's real. That's real.
Like going damn well. Something come up every time you time you the hell in your business. I need to get it. I gotta do this. Real shit, bro. I don't know, man. It might be some
esoteric,
misogynist or
narcissist
shit. But I feel like a nigga, a real pussy ass nigga, to let a bitch take him off his game.
Mm.
That's that shit. That's just what it is with Bank. I despise that. Like, how can you? How can her feelings matter that much that you're going to put yourself in the hole?
Those aren't the qualities of a leader.
How? She would never respect you.
Well, she should want you. She should want you to, though. I just didn't feel like the woman should want you to. She should want you to.
The real ones do.
Yeah, she should want you to.
But when a motherfucker look at you as a pussy for real, but acting like they love you, she gonna try you to the max. They ain't on no real shit. I don't even feel you. So I'm just playing a game in a relationship and goddamn whatever, nigga, fuck you to this shit, go out. Like, that's what most of this shit be. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, bro, when you know you got a solid bitch, bro, solid, you know, it ain't no extraterrestrial. It ain't that, because it's Michelle Obama.
Right.
I might have didn't want to do it. It's Akeisha Kiara. I might have didn't want to do it, but this is what it is.
Right?
No, I
agree. I'm finna find a way to love your purpose, bro, if this what it is, so you can add me in this shit. I'm finna make myself so much of an asset that you damn near need me for your purpose. Instead of sitting around trying to make it. Get upset about what's going on with what you're doing. I'm gonna make myself so valuable to your purpose that, boy, I'm gonna be right there with you.
Yeah.
And fuck if I gotta go to school to learn what you're doing.
Yeah.
That lady made sure she was the best first lady ever. Even if I ain't want to do it, nigga, they gonna hear about this shit. They gonna see this shit, nigga. The best first lady ever. Even if I ain't want to do it, cause my nigga is the fucking president. It's just what it is.
Definitely had her own motion.
For sure, she had her own motion. But at the end of the day,
she recognized him as the leader that he could have been.
Yes.
Right.
And then she tied her motion around that. Like down there made that shit to some, you know what I'm saying? And she probably been the whole biggest key to the party.
She saw the vision. She knew she wasn't the point guard. She got in the paint and got the rebounds. She crashed the boards. She wasn't out here trying to take them shots.
Most times
that's how a team wins.
Getting their feelings so far that they can't even
envision
in because they already in their feeling. They letting emotions take over. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. Cause at the end of the day, it's like, all right, I'm upset about this shit, but Tom Brady wife, man, you could have been somewhere, man. It's over. I bet he gone this year. Now she gone and he gone. And nigga still look good. He finna go get him a new bitch, a good one, and be a sports commentator. Whatever. He gonna still be like, who lose? Not me.
And if he do decide to come back and he do get another girl, she gonna be okay with that shit.
What?
The new bitch is okay with whatever.
Yeah, the new one gonna, she gonna be cool with it. Shit, all right, shit. Play till you 60, nigga. Go ahead.
I don't know. I just feel like.
Wake up, Jay.
I'm up.
Jay ain't sleep. It's Jay, no.
Cause we saying the same shit.
I'm just saying a lot of women do tend to try to test the man manhood by testing his purpose.
Yeah, you all the way right about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't give a damn who you knowing like, and then sometimes it just be on some
water
just to see. You know what I'm saying? And when you do it, you let her down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you soften up, man, you let them down, bro. Like, you thinking you doing what's right for her feelings. But she looking at it like, damn, you'll go for anything. For real. Real. You ain't standing on nothing. You ain't standing on nothing, dog. I don't give a fuck who you is. Mm. Real shit. You ain't, because I know I can make you do something that you don't want to do. Now, yeah. If I'm in the wrong, I done got caught up on some bullshit or something. And then, hey, yeah, I'm finna put a lot of that shit to the side and got there. But you ain't finna make me do nothing I don't want to do, bro. If I'm making up from an argument, yeah, that's different, bro. I'm just saying, like, you ain't finna make me do something that I don't want to do. Most women try that.
Big facts.
And then go tell their friend, hey, that pussy ass nigga. So you gonna be that pussy ass nigga that'll do anything for a bitch. Nah, bang. I'll give a damn. And I hope Shante see this. She know I'm for 30 years. I ain't gone. I ain't going, bro. How? She know what a pussy ass nigga is. So I know you want to try nigga like once. So I ain't going, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just think about this, bro. All bullshit aside, and we gonna get out of here. How many times that you heard a woman say that's some pussy ass shit that nigga did, somebody else did in their relationship, overheard them? But you don't recognize that's a pussy ass shit. If I do it, yeah, you will. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, bro? Like, you get your woman saying, oh, I don't know how her dude go for that because she, but you gonna try me like that, like I forgot that you said that time. No, we not going either.
Gotta stand your ground. And you shit, some of that shit go the other way too. You gotta stand your ground.
Oh, nah, you better though, for real. I think they love you more when you do. Nah, they gonna act upset. I think they love you more when you do, bro. When no, this nigga ain't going for nothing.
You gotta stand your ground. You gotta stand your ground. Like, it go everywhere. Like, that's just you. What you saying is facts. You gotta stand your ground, or you just know when you can just easily just coerce somebody into not being themselves. Then you just, it's just a switch that just clicks. That's like,
Cause when you don't listen, she's not gonna feel safe with you. Hey man, we might be out I might get my purse snatched with this faggot ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? You just turn to a whole bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you can't even hear nothing. Like when the door, some sound like somebody at the door. You don't hear nothing. But you bitch, you don't hear that. You play asleep. But you scary hell.
But you think a lot of women, like, if they were the type of nigga that's doing the other shit, the material shit and all that shit, like, you think a lot of women are like confused in their situations because it's like, well, he does all this bullshit that this shit that I think I want or need or whatever the case is, but he don't do the solid.
It depends on how mature they are.
Wait, say what you're trying to say.
He's saying do most women get blinded by
the gifts,
the material thing?
Yeah. But know that they on that, basically they on that jet knowing they with a bitch ass nigga, but they enjoy being on the jet.
Yeah, they ain't blind. Yeah. They still fucking a nigga who's standing on business. They ain't blind. I said, this is my livelihood. This poor sad nigga coming in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hell nah, sheep. Listen, bro.
But that ain't gonna last. But that ain't gonna last.
Some of these bitches ride that shit out forever, bro. Mm. You ever seen an old couple goddamn, one of them stay upstairs, the other stay downstairs? Deal with that. Somebody settled somewhere.
Yeah.
Aunt probably had a couple of speakeasies and juke joints and shit back in the day. He was that nigga. You know what I'm saying? That girl got stuck, got all these great kids. I'm telling you, bro, like, this shit, what that girl just said on the other episode, man, this shit been going on since the biblical days, man. Like, don't get it fucked up, bro.
Oh, man.
Like, they know, but listen, some bitches feel like this the best it's going to get for me. My caliber of bitch.
Yeah.
Nigga, the buck stops here. He believe this? Oh, he believe I'm that? I'm finna be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause that boy John and goddamn little Mike know what I am.
Fucking around in.
Your head right here. Shut up all that Philly shit. Huh?
Fucking around in. Huh? Have to come out of closet with Mr. Big.
No, I'm trying to tell you, like, man, this is a crazy world we're living in, man.
Yeah, for real.
This is a crazy world we're living in. You be a damn fool to goddamn be on some soft ass, soft boy Larry shit, bro. Cause they looking for it, man. Oh no, I'm sorry, man. What esoteric?
It's all esoteric. Everything, not everything, but a lot of things. If you think about it, is esoteric.
I don't understand women.
I took the conversation that way. That's some esoteric shit. The mind of a woman,
but I love
esoteric shit.
I love women, like I
for
love
sure.
Weird thing, but I feel like for that's sure. The way it has to be.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. That's the way it has to be. It has to be kind of. You know what I'm saying? Off balance a little bit for it to be balanced, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's the truth, Jay. It's the truth.
You but it's so easy, though.
Good
it's
so and easy. Damn well, and even as a woman, you know, y'all be on some other shit. And I ain't saying that we don't be on some other shit, too. But you know women be on some other shit. Because women be saying women be on some other shit.
I'm an advocate for niggas, right? Because I feel like...
Damn, Jay.
Jay hung up.
Something happened.
Okay, I'm an advocate. Is that right?
Yeah. Advocate. Yeah.
I'm an advocate for men because I'm one for one, and I feel as if though I speak to women, so I talk to them, so I feel like a woman knows what they're dealing with, no matter who, what nigga it is. Like, you know what you got. So do you love him, or do you love? Or are you telling this nigga you love him because you hoping he be somebody that you wish he would be?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't respect that. I can't respect you coming.
You love him or the idea of him that you created in your head.
Yes, I can't respect that because at the end of the day, that's fake. That's the same thing as goddamn selling.
That nigga don't exist.
No, that's real.
He don't.
Hold up. Add Jay back in. What's she at?
She.
Oh, she ain't trying to come back in.
Yeah, she got to come. Her computer might have died. Maybe she ain't had that shit plugged up.
But you get what I'm saying, Screen?
Yeah.
I feel like at the end of the day, every woman know, because at the end of the day, when they talking to a nigga that they feel like friends, they know.
Yeah.
They only don't know when they talking to their nigga.
Yeah.
They know when they talking to their girlfriend. Girl, he ain't gonna watch him come home tonight. Why? You know this nigga.
Mm. Yeah, you know what you done got into.
So you gonna learn to love that nigga. Or, like, but you got niggas that'll try to change their self knowing they can't change.
Yeah.
Be unhappy and make the bitch unhappy.
But what if the nigga that they is a fucked up nigga? And they trying to change for the better.
Huh?
What if the nigga that they is a fucked up nigga and they trying to change for the better because they know?
Maybe you need to just go find a better nigga and let me go get another bitch that like fucked up niggas, because it's bitches that like fucked up niggas.
So you think that the nigga should just
stay? No, what Scream's saying is if he know he fucked up, but you want to change for himself.
What if he really is trying? It's like, what if the crackhead is trying to get off crack? I don't want to be on crack, but you on crack.
So yeah. She got to be able to deal with whatever that process is for him to not be on crack.
I ain't talking about a nigga who tried. I'm talking about a nigga who already done accepted who they is.
It is what it is.
Like, this me.
Yeah.
So if I'm a fucked up nigga being me, I ain't trying to be nothing else but a fucked up nigga. So I need to find a bitch who like a fucked up nigga.
Yeah.
That's what I'm speaking on. Now, if a nigga try, hell yeah, a nigga try.
Yeah. No, I can go for that.
Yeah, most people don't accept who they really are. You know what I'm saying? So you be trying to fake try when you know damn well, bro, you ain't trying.
Hey, this year, I think this year three of therapy for me, man, and probably I don't got a lot of gym shots from my therapist, boy. Boy, she really hit me with that. You got to let people be who they going to be until they decide to be somebody else.
Yes, I agree. If you love this person, like, that's all I'm saying, bro. If you love this person for who they is, because at the end of the day, when you really care about somebody, right, you'll put yourself in a bullshit-ass situation by lying, saying you want to try or you want to be somebody else when you know goddamn well you don't.
Mm-hmm. Lying to yourself.
So due to that feeling, like Jay was saying, before she left, due to their feelings, you're trying to be something that you never would be.
Mm-hmm.
So that would turn, but that turns you into a fuck nigga because you said you were going to do this. I tried, I can't. Same shit with Tom Brady. I said I was going to quit once I do win a ring in Florida. Nah, this shit's sweet. I'm going back out there.
Yeah. Nah, I advise everybody out there at the top of a relationship just to kind of what you see is what you get.
Back.
This is what it is. Now, it could evolve. You know what I'm saying? But what you see is what you're going to get. I'm a living example. Like, my wife know, like, I'm going to work. I got a problem. I'm addicted. I'm a workaholic. At some point, maybe there'll be more of a work-life balance and all that shit. But she went through the first motherfucker over half of this shit knowing that this nigga really be up 4 a.m. because he believe in whatever the fuck. She ain't even understand. Whatever he got going on, he believe in that shit.
Yeah.
So he up 3-4 a.m. every night trying to figure this shit out. She accepted it.
But it's for y'all, though.
Yeah.
The difference if I was doing this shit and I was a selfish-ass nigga.
Right.
You just did this shit, nigga. I'll back when he got them put a lake in the backyard immediately.
Right.
Bank, I got a question. What about the women that hate the process, the shit that you got to do to get to the whatever the prize is, but they to be the first one trying to reap the benefits of it?
Fake shit. Fake shit because
hey, you know what I hate about that? You know what I hate about that? The niggas that go for that.
Nah, real shit. The thing about it is, bro, a motherfucker love you for real. They don't give a fuck what you got or how you get it or what it is. I love you.
Yeah.
All that goddamn who you can be or what you could be. If you looked at me today and I stayed the exact same nigga, could you love this nigga?
Mm. That's what it's about. But
you gotta ask a motherfucker.
Yeah.
If I never change anything about me, can you love him forever? Him, not who you think I could be.
Who I am.
That's the key, bro.
True story. True story.
They be loving the idea of a nigga because at the end of the day, damn, this is what I got. I got this, so I gotta love him.
It's close enough. It's almost there.
It's close enough. It's close enough. If you know you meet a girl you don't like, she go to the club, but you met her at the club, and that's all she do is go to the club back to back to back to back to back. You said something about that, what she do? You get rid of her or learn to deal with that, King.
Yeah.
She's a club bitch.
Yeah. That's what I was saying earlier about the strippers.
That motherfucker be feeling like they can change you, bro. And that shit don't do them and get your feelings hurt. You know what I'm saying? Then they get mad at you because you didn't change some shit that I never agreed to change.
You mad at me because your plan didn't work.
Can't hear you, Jay. Nah, you thinking, what you thinking was, motherfucker think they can love you out of being you.
Mm.
I'm going to show you so much love that you're going to forget who you is and be who I want you to be.
Not knowing that because I love me so much, that shit ain't gonna work.
It's a trick. Fall for it. It's a trick.
Yeah, man. No, bitch. This is what you get. This is who you got. Him.
Yeah.
Buddy. Yeah. Yeah, nah, nigga do the same shit, though. Like, you know you got a piece of shit for a bitch. You trying to... She ain't gonna stop, bro. That's just what she is. Learn to love that, King.
Or find somebody else.
Hmm?
Or find somebody else.
All the calls.
And niggas like pieces of shit, though.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying, but sometimes you stop liking. You can buy a bitch all the cars, all the whatever, get her teeth, nails, body, hair, lips, ears, everything done. She can look the best, top notch. What's the top bitches? Whoever, the prettiest bitch in the world, she looked exactly hard. Like her. But if that inside ain't been detoxed, she's who she is, King. You gotta take her to Baba and get a read. Real shit, man. Hey.
The rumor I said, this one ain't it, son.
Huh? Yeah, Baba. Yeah, a rumor I said. Screen, what we doing, Screen? Y'all done took this shit to a whole nother level, man.
It's my shit that died and came back to life.
You went to Big Facts Friday's conversations. We got to keep them going by any means necessary.
Well, it's Jordan year, baby.
And, we can do it nothing, but I don't want to do it nothing without Shy. She's gonna miss 1 week. We can't leave Shy 2 weeks.
No, we got.
But I mean, shit, with this setup, we can do it whenever everybody free. Everybody at the crib. Shit, it's nice.
Shit.
Yeah, there it is. And that's Big Facts Friday. Any last words, Jay, Kodak, Bank?
Stand on business.
Stand on business. Don't let the business stand on you.
Facts.
There it is.
Stand or get stood on.
www.bigfactspod.com. That's our website. To the next Big Facts Friday. Salute.
For
the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.